There's so much misinformation out there. You overpronate and you might need a stability shoe. If anyone's ever told you running's bad for your knees, slap them.
No offense to all the runners out there, but you're all pretty challenged.
Physical bent. Post run beer is one of the best beers you'll ever have.
You never feel shit after a run.
You'll get fit, you'll get strong, you'll get healthy.
Running is fucking awesome. Hi Mike, I'm Dutch. I work as a massage therapist.
My name's Pat. I'm a running coach, physio. I'm an avid runner myself. We thought we'd call the podcast That's Running.
All right. Hello. Hello, Patty. How are you, Mike?
I'm pretty good. It's a bit wet outside. I was planning to go for a big ride today and then a run off the bike.
Yeah.
But I might just go for a run.
Yeah, do it.
Not do the ride.
Yeah,
that's all right.
I went for a run this morning and went through the park and found some puddles and had a bit of a splash in the mud.
Sweet.
It was just like a little 6K play.
It's
fun.
That's good. Like, I feel like you just need to enjoy those things. And you go, yes, you get wet and you're soaked, but who cares?
Yeah.
Like, you're running, you're having a good time.
Yeah.
You might as well, like, you have wet feet anyway. Use the puddles. Be a child.
Yeah. The first puddle sucks because you're like, oh, I just got wet feet. But then it's all good. And it's fun. It's good to have those runs where you're just like it was slow. It was only 6 kilometers, but like, man, it was good. It's just a satisfying run.
Oh,
sorry about that. We're balancing the microphone on a loaf of bread.
That's all right. It works sort of. That sort of is a good lead into, we're going to talk about why do people run?
Yeah.
And sort of this Strava research that has been done in 2019.
Yeah.
That's called Why We Run.
Yeah. So it was a huge survey that was done of 25,000 runners, all who use Strava. And it went into all the nuts and bolts of running behavior, running motivation, what you like, what you love, why you do it. It's a really fantastic article. It's like a 24-page article. It's fascinating. It's a lot of information, but some of the data and results that's come out of it is
interesting.
Super interesting.
Like Google Strava running research is probably the first link you can find.
Yep.
If you want to have a look through it, it's definitely interesting. And look, maybe you can have a look at where would you fall in these, like in the grand scheme of things,
because
Strava has sort of extrapolated 5 types of runners.
Yeah.
Just like I've been reading through the descriptions and I think I'm a type 1, a passionate runner.
Yeah.
Which is the basic description is belonging to groups, attending races, high expectations that help forward to connections. I think most of my mates are running mates.
Yeah.
And then high expectations on experiencing happiness through running.
Yeah.
Which I definitely do. And then the feeling of accomplishment. And it makes me, it keeps me accountable to be healthy. And I know the mental and physical and all those sort of benefits of running. Mm-hmm. That sounds like me.
So that's type one passionate runner.
Yeah.
And that's the smallest group of runners. So that makes up 14% of runners.
Yeah. Only 14% go, this is the best.
So then there's type one through to type five. So there's passionate runners, invested runners, fitness runners, mindful runners, and reluctant runners. And the biggest group is reluctant runners. So type five, they make up 28% of all runners.
And these are people that like rarely ever compete in races or like participate in races, run alone, like don't really experience social or psychological benefits. And like their interests in regards to health, strength, and body image are pretty much the same as the rest of the groups.
So, people who run for their own health, run for body image reasons, but don't run with others. No social benefits, no psychological benefits. They don't do races. They just do their thing.
That's
the most common type of runner.
Which is really, I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think both of us fall in the sort of more passionate runner group.
Yeah.
But I reckon those groups sort of come together.
Oh, yeah.
You run with other passionate runners.
Definitely.
Because everybody I know, most of the people I know through the running world, they're like, yeah, fuck yeah, go for a run. This is the best. Having fun.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people out there who run, who just keep to themselves, just do their own thing. And it's kind of interesting because we just don't interact with them because they don't interact with anyone else and they just do their thing. It's really, yeah, it's cool to see. So it'd be a super good thing, really interesting for everyone to go onto this paper and read the type, which type of runner they are. I identify with traits of pretty much all of the types of runners, probably not reluctant runners. So like as a mindful runner, I identify with that, which is basically like you do have runs where you tend to be alone, and like happiness and accomplishment is a part of the reasons that you run. So that's like part of being a mindful runner, and I quite like that. Then there's invested runners who they do running races, they belong to groups, they enjoy running, and they get social benefits from it. That's an invested runner. But then there's fitness runners as well, and they mainly run alone, but they do races and they run for their own physical benefit rather than like psychological benefits, I suppose. So
yeah,
it's I still don't know which group I fit into because I'm a bit of everything.
Like, I think you're mainly a passionate runner with traits of the other.
Yeah.
Just if I look at that, and I think I'm very much the same. Like, I'm mainly passionate, but there's also the other things. I'm like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's definitely days when I'm a reluctant runner.
Reluctant runner.
And I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just go for a run. I don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to get this shit done and go home and move on.
Yeah.
But that's 1% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And it's super great with it all. So have a look, see what type of runner you are.
Mm.
Then there was a few stats that were pulled out of this, which I find so interesting. So the reason we called the title of this podcast The Runner's Paradox is because of some stats that came out. So only 8% of runners said they run because they love it, whereas 50% of runners said they either hate running or they tolerate running. And that's the runner's paradox. Like 50% of people either just tolerate it or they hate it, but yet they still do it and they still run. But only 8% of runners love it. Like, what the fuck?
It's so weird.
Yeah, that surprises me. That rocks me. That unravels. Like,
how can only 8% of people that run love running?
Yeah. You're doing it wrong.
I don't love every step of every run.
No.
Like, there's times where I'm doing a long run, like, phew. Haven't feel right. I haven't like tired, been busy at work. And I'm like, I'm just tired. Yeah. Just want to get it done. And not every step is like, oh yes, this is the best thing ever. But overall, I still love running.
Yeah.
And it has like, there's ups and downs in that.
Yeah.
But how can 50% hate or tolerate it?
Yeah. Makes no sense. It's like either learn to love it or do something else. It's bizarre. Bizarre.
And very much people have come to me and go, Mike, I want to be a runner. I'm like, do you enjoy running? Like, no, I bloody hate it. I'm like, why do you want to be a runner?
Yeah.
And then like, well, you know, because. I'm like, well, if you don't like it, don't do it.
So if you go back to the types of runners, they might be a fitness runner where they just want to do it alone, but they know it's good for them physically, so they might do that. Or, yeah, reluctant runners who do it for body image reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, really interesting. Some other stats which came out said – so one of the stats was 63% of runners said the finish line is their favorite part of a run, which, again, is like, if finishing is the best part of the run, do you really like running?
Yeah, like do I enjoy the end of a run? Oh yeah, sure. Do I enjoy the finish line when I do an event? Absolutely, because it's good atmosphere, good fun, your mates are there.
Yeah,
but like I would say, I love the mid portion of a run where you're just in a groove, you're running, you're feeling good, and it's just like sweet, like it flows, and I just enjoy that almost as much as I enjoy, like, I enjoy finishing a run, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I just wish I had more time to run further.
Exactly.
Or I wish I had more time to, like, I would love to do another 5k.
I think I enjoy the finish of a long run when I know I've kind of done it well.
Yeah,
that's like a satisfying, sweet, that was a good run sort of thing. And that's when I like the end of a run, when it's satisfying based on your performance. But I don't like the end of a run based on, oh, thank God that's over.
No.
Really interesting.
Oh, I like the end of a run because I've been thinking about food for the last 45 minutes.
Now you get to eat.
I've gone, yes, this is what I'm having.
Yeah. Interestingly, men love running uphill more than women.
Yeah. Always low percentages. I think there was like 10% of men, 8% of women.
Like uphill running more?
Yeah.
I personally love uphill running.
I tell myself I love uphill running.
Yeah.
And that's why I love it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I actually love it, but I just go, yes, sweet, it's a hill.
Yeah.
Let's tackle it. And it's an achievement bringing it to the top.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's good. Do I actually love running uphill? I don't know. Debatable.
I like it. I see it as a personal strength of mine now, uphill running. So if I'm at a race and I see a hill, I'm like, sweet, here we go. I'm going to overtake some people here. So if we go down to some other reasons, 35% of people cited body image as a reason for running, which is interesting.
That's interesting.
Over a third of runners.
Running
for body image.
Because running, does running help you lose weight?
Yeah.
Because if you're running, you lose weight.
Yeah.
But if you want to build muscle, running is not a good thing to do.
It will not be good.
It's not good for your body.
No.
You'll lose it.
Which is weird because 40% of runners said they were running to be strong.
Yeah.
From our perspective, it's like, well, you're probably not going to gain a whole lot of muscle mass by running. But I guess it's that feeling of being being physically able.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the feeling of being fit and being able to have that endurance.
Mm.
I mean, I feel like the word, for us, the word strong means something else.
It probably does, yeah.
But, yeah, I can imagine, that achievement and feeling of going at a certain pace for a certain time to go, yes, I'm a strong runner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which then it makes sense.
Mm.
I find it interesting, the next stat, only 41% of runners run to reach a goal.
Yeah.
What if that's a marathon, half marathon event, losing weight, whatever.
Yeah.
But only for what does the other 59% do?
Is that just pure enjoyment of being in the moment?
Yeah, but there's only 8% of people that love it.
Ooh. So 41% run to reach a goal, but then only 8% love it.
Yeah, but
so what are the other people doing?
Yeah. Why are the other people running?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
And it's not to reach a goal.
Yeah.
Then, and you don't love it.
It'd be interesting if there are any reluctant runners who don't have a goal.
Yeah.
Because if you're reluctant, there has to be a motivation or a reason for doing it. So I'm hoping that reluctant runners have a goal.
Yeah.
Then.
Because if you love it, you don't need a goal.
Exactly. Yeah, that's 100%.
If you love it, you can just go, you run just because I run. Because
I enjoy it.
You don't need to do races or anything.
Yeah.
You can just go, it's because it's good.
Man, and that perfectly makes sense. But if you didn't like running and you didn't have a goal, then I'm like, okay, that's just weird.
Yeah. Well, or there's the people that just, I just run for fitness, but not have a specific goal. Like, I don't want to lose weight. I don't want to do a half marathon. I just run to stay fit.
Just because you know it's healthy.
Because you know it's healthy, but you don't strive for something.
Maybe that's more of it, because you know it's just generally a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Hmm. It didn't give a number, but it said the vast majority of runners said running has helped them cope with major life change.
Mm.
Man, I know that when I've had some shit go down for me, running is my place. It's my happy place, man.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I run.
Yeah.
Just to empty the mind and reset and sometimes think about stuff and sometimes not think about stuff.
Yeah, big time. I've had running help me through just dealing with emotions, both positive and negative.
Mm.
When shit has gone balls up in my life, I have run and it's helped me have time to deal, process and think about stuff. When stuff's really good, I'm like, God, I have all this energy and just I run and then that's my time and space to process all the good feelings that I'm having.
Mm.
So it kind of goes both ways. But I'm sure it doesn't surprise most people to think that if something has truly disrupted your life, that running can play a part in dealing with that.
Yeah, and sometimes it is a bit of escapism and just leaving that situation and going for your run and coming back to it sort of with a fresher mind and going, cool, let's tackle this.
Mm.
Or what you said, just build up of happy energy and just going, I need to put this somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's go for a run.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm actually reading a book at the moment called Mindful Running. And it touches on a lot of this. I'm only at the start of the book, but actually, and even just how that relates to performance, you can perform better if you're in tune with your body and thinking the right things while you're running. It's something that I'm just reading about now. It's just super interesting.
Yeah, and I'm, like, there's like a few other things that they sort of touch on that, like a third of the weekend runs happen before 8 a.m. because runners tend to get up early to get their shit done. And then because I think the average age was something like 40, 41 years old between all the people that were asked.
Yeah.
And if that's the average age, then you would say like lots of people with families and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which means you need to get your run in before family life starts, which makes sense. And then for most, like for us, we work on the weekends. We work on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And in Australia, in the summer, running any later than 8 a.m. is probably not nice because you'd be cooked.
Because it's too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just lets you get on with your day.
Yeah. And it sets you up for your day as well.
Oh, bro, big time. Yeah. I actually, I usually exercise every Monday morning with a mate. And I didn't do it this morning because when I got up before the sun this morning, it was pissing down with rain and it was windy.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, I'm just not going to do it today. And I, like, the first 3 hours of my day was sloppy as.
Mm.
And then I went for, like, my 6K run. I was just telling you about, jumped in the puddles that the rain created. And I was like, oh, cool, I'm good now. I'm really good. And it was so huge. So, yeah, I think running in the morning starts you off real well.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be 5 a.m. Like, whatever works for you before your day starts.
Yeah, 5 a.m. is just epic.
It doesn't have to be long either. You can just go for your quick 6K run and go, sweet, that's me done.
100%. So something that – another one that kind of jumped out is that women are more likely to run in a club than men are.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's – and it doesn't say why, but whether that's like a safety in numbers type thing, or whereas men are just happier to put the headphones in and not chat.
What I've – like found working as a personal trainer and sort of group trainer, men are a bit more competitive.
Yep.
Just, I'm not saying that, like this is what I've noticed. I'm not saying men are more competitive in general. Don't know. But also that stops them from going out and if other people are better than them, it sort of bruises their ego and they go, oh, I'm just going to run by myself.
Yeah.
Because running by yourself, you're competing with yourself. And if you bruise your own ego, that's okay.
Yeah.
Where if someone else is quicker than you or faster than you or better than you, then you just go, oh, dickhead. And that can upset them.
Right.
Where I feel for women, it's more like, sweet, that's group bonding. You have that support there.
Yeah, I was going to say support.
And like positive support, where I feel men tend to see it more as negative pressure.
Interesting.
And that's purely what I've like seen as working in the fitness industry. I don't know if this is across the board.
Yeah.
If anybody has a better idea than me, please let me know.
Yeah, and these are just hard numbers, and the article does go into some detail here.
Yeah, but I find interesting only 50% said they ran with others.
Yeah.
So half of people run by themselves.
Yeah.
Well, like if you look at 28% being reluctant runners that run by themselves, that's already more than 25%.
Yeah. And the other group who tend to run alone are fitness runners.
Yeah.
People who just, you know, do it for their health.
Which is 22%.
Yeah.
Of the whole survey. So that gets close to 50 pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And the other thing I read in there is that women are more likely to run in a club or a group, but men are more likely to run with a mate.
Oh, right.
Just like, oh, cool, I'll go run at you, Paddy, just the two of us.
Because that's what I do. Because I do run with groups, but I mainly run with mates.
Why?
That's just what I prefer. I don't know. I actually like just getting, you know, a couple of blokes together and saying, let's just go for a run. Not in a sexist way. That's just how my social group has come around. Like, I just prefer running with friends.
Male or female, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Probably because I can make it more convenient for myself in a selfish way rather than just going with a club, potentially. I don't know, I've never really thought about that.
Oh, that's interesting that you fit that sort of stat there.
Yeah, I do. Interesting.
Hmm.
I would really love people to look up this article and think about what group they fit into and think if it does, match what they feel they're like as a runner. It's good. It's a good read.
Yeah, if it reflects like them. or if you go, nah, this is bullshit,
yeah,
I don't fit in any of these, let us know. Because if you're like, nah, I'm very different here, then you're very different. That's fine.
It's called Why We Run, An Exploration of What and Who Motivates Us to Run by Blair Evans. Read it. It's good for you.
Yeah. The only thing there to say is they've, I think it was seven countries. I think UK, US, Japan, Brazil, France, Germany, and Spain.
Yeah.
Of this, like 74% were male.
Yeah.
So we have a sort of very like small sample of women.
Yeah.
And then the majority of the group was the range between 18 and 75. No shit.
Yeah.
And
they'd been on average, they'd been on Strava for an average of 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
I love their mileage average. The majority were in the range from 2 to 160 miles a week.
The majority. Great, cool.
So are the people out of that run either way too much or not at all?
Not enough. Both issues. So have a look. Find out what group you're in and see if you can find something that you can learn about running. Because even reading this stuff does make you consider other motivations, other reasons for running.
Yeah, and maybe even motivations you have but haven't sort of identified.
Yes.
And gone, oh, yeah, I do that.
And motivations for other people who might not want to run in a group. Or whatever.
Yeah, that's like, one mate that you always go, just come for a run, mate. Just come. And they go, nah, fuck you. I'm just going to run by myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And it might actually work better for them.
Exactly.
Or they might just be a reluctant runner and go, nah, I hate this shit.
Yep, exactly.
And I'll suffer in silence.
And then you'll understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot us a message with any, like,
insights.
Comments on that. I love the shit. It's really, really cool. Really rad. Angles?
No, I think that's it. We can wrap this one up.
Cool, man. We'll chat to you all next week.
Yeah, we'll be in your ears again. And I think we've got something teed up with Brody from Run Smarter.
Yeah. So that'll come out next week. He's another physio who we've teed up an interview with. So that was really, really cool. So that'll come out next week.
Sweet.